Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1388 in the writing is shiur number 541. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so an interesting question was raised. We're in the middle of the halachas of Kedima B'Brachos, priority in Brachos, but an interesting question was raised, like we mentioned quite a number of times. If there's an interesting question that does come up, we try and address it, especially if it's Negei L'Maisa to everybody, which this one is. And the question which was raised, is there a situation where one did not make the bracha before drinking or eating? If there is a situation, where one did not make the bracha before drinking or eating, right, for whatever the reason is, which we'll see some examples, would they still have to make the after bracha? In other words, is the after bracha connected to the bracha before? The bracha after eating, is that connected to the bracha before eating, if for whatever reason the bracha before eating was not made? Okay, so lemaisa, the bottom line is the after bracha has nothing to do with the bracha before. In other words, if there's a situation, which again we'll talk about shortly, if there's a situation where one did not make the bracha before, it is not connected. The after bracha would not be connected to the bracha before. In other words, the answer is yes. That generally the after bracha is not connected to the bracha which has to be made before one eats or drinks. Now, one situation which could come up sometimes, one situation is whereby one forgot, plain and simple, to make a bracha before reading, whatever the reason was, right? They forgot and they started eating, now they realize, or they finished the item, let's just backtrack a minute. If somebody forgot to eat, forgot to make the bracha, and they're in the middle of eating, so you make the bracha wherever you remember, right? At the time you remember, that's when you make the bracha. A person doesn't say, well, I took 5 bites already, so I still have half my plate full of, macaroni or whatever, so I'll just finish it off. What am I going to do? I forgot. No, you make the bracha wherever you remember, then you make the mezonos, or whatever the case is. I ate half the apple, and I forgot to make a bracha, so of course you make a berpiyo eitz on the other half of the apple. But now, assuming the fact that one, they finished the apple, they finished a plate of macaroni, whatever, so I have to make alamichya, or I have to make a burn of fashis in the case of the apple, and I ate the right amount in the right amount of time, which is in general less than 4 minutes, right? So now I have to make the after bracha, but now I think to myself, 1 second, you know what? I forgot to make the bracha before I ate the apple. I forgot to make the bracha before I ate the plate of macaroni, and now I finished. Should I make the after bracha? So, The answer is yes. As long as one ate or drank the right amount in the right amount of time at some point during that eating session, they would have to still make the after bracha, the bracha achreina. If one didn't, they were just nibbling or they were just sipping on a coffee or something and they never drank the right amount, which in general we say is a revius. It's a machlekes, but we say is a revius, which is roughly 3 ounces, b'chdesh siyas revius, which is the time it takes to drink 2 gulps. But the yevid, you have up to 4 minutes. But be it as it may, or by food, like we say, kazayis bechtei achilas pras. But be it as it may, if somebody was nibbling such a small amount, they never ate a kazayis in the right amount of time, or they never drank enough, so then good. So you don't make a after bracha anytime. But assuming I ate the right amount of the apple in the right amount of time, or I ate the right amount of lakshin macaroni in the right amount of time, but I forgot, and now I finished the plate, I finished the apple, I forgot to make the, and I realized I forgot to make the bracha before, so the bracha should be, and I ate the right amount again, so bracha would be made, the bracha would be made after you are done. In other words, the bracha made before eating or drinking is not connected to the bracha made after the eating or the drinking. Now, just one more example, another example which could come up. If one has a mind to continue eating or drinking, right? I have a mind to continue munching on potato chips, whatever, I have a bag of potato chips. But it's going to take a little bit of time, right? But in between one bite and another bite, at some point, you went past 72 minutes. I went past 72 minutes in the middle of the bag, but the second part of the bag, I ate the kazayis bechtei achilas pras. So then I would still have to make the after bracha. But assuming, let's say a person, flipping it the other way. A person went more than 72 minutes, and they never made the after bracha, they lost the after bracha, right? Because I went more than 72 minutes, and I never, after the 72 minutes, I never ate a kazayis, so I finished the bag. Awesome. Now the question is, they want to continue eating. And I had in mind the Bore Pri Adama for the potato chips to continue on till I finish the bag. And I'm halfway through the bag. Well, I'm three quarters of the way through the bag, right? And I went more than 72 minutes from the last time I ate a kazayas under a 4 minute period. A kazayas b'chtei chiles pras. There was a span of time lapse of more than 72 minutes, meaning I lost the chance to make my after bracha on that portion of the bag. Now I want to continue eating because I had in mind my Bore Pri Adama to continue eating the potato chip bag all the way till the end, which could take 3 hours, 4 hours. So the answer is no problems. And what person would, the problem is you lost the after bracha. That is a problem. But as far as making a new Bore Pri Adama, you would not have to make a new Bore Pri Adama. Then we say, even though one lost the chance to make the after bracha on the first section of the food, right? Now I want to continue eating. One would still not have to make the bracha before continuing to eat, right? In other words, I ate Bechtei Achilles Pras and I ate the right amount, so on. I have to beg the potato chips, a span of 72 minutes passed, and now I lost the after bracha on that first part of the bag. Now I want to just continue because I had in mind, so you would be allowed to continue, even though you lost the after bracha. The same thing by drinking, right? If I drank the right amount, I drank a revius in the right amount of time, the 3 ounces roughly in the right amount of time, and I drank half the cup of coffee or half the cup of soda, whatever the case is. Now I took a span of more than 72 minutes, and we try to keep it to a half hour, but let's say 72 minutes passed, and I forgot to make the after bracha. So now I lost on that half of a cup, which I drank the right amount, I lost the Bore Nefeshes. I lost it. So do I have to make a new shahakal? But the question was, I had in mind to continue drinking with the original shahakal, so that original shahakal would be able to continue on due to the fact that one had in mind to continue eating or drinking. So I just wanted to talk about that, that the bracha before eating or drinking is not connected to the bracha after. Those are two separate things. We'll get a little bit more into detail next year as to what the differentiation is, but they're not connected. You need a bracha before, you need a bracha after. The fact that you forgot before or something happened that you lost the after bracha or bracha before, you still have to make the other bracha that you are still able to make, or in the case above, like we spoke about the first case, you would not have to make a new shahakol, still have to make the bracha achrayna, even though you forgot to make the bracha rishayna. And the second case was that I lost the after bracha, but if I want to continue, and I had a mind to continue, I would not need a new bracha. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kultuv.